What is up, Patriots? Welcome back to the Daily DOGE Report. I'm your host, Caleb, here to cut through all that leftist noise and deliver the straight truth, seasoned with a little bit of genius, if I do say so myself.
Greetings, Patriots. Grace here, and I'm absolutely thrilled to dive into another week of DOGE's victories. It's truly inspiring to see such decisive action against government waste.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
We are thrilled to be back with you for Season 3, Episode 11.
We sure are. The best darn department this side of the Mississippi. Maybe even the galaxy. Welcome, Patriots. We're doing a deep dive today into the latest from the Department of Government Efficiency, or as we like to call it, DOGE.
That's right.
The best darn department this side of the Mississippi. Maybe even the galaxy.
It's certainly making waves, and I'm eager to share the specifics of these, frankly, monumental savings with you all.
Monumental is right. Today, we are sifting through a whole stack of updates, just from the past few days, really, specifically April 25th through April 30th, 2025.
A very busy few days, it seems.
You bet. This week, oh boy, we've got even more evidence of how President Trump, with, you know, a little help from our favorite rocket man, Elon, is draining that swamp faster than you can say fake news.
The pace is remarkable.
It really is. And joining me, as always, is the smartest patriot I know, ready to unpack all the incredible details.
Happy to be here and break it all down. There's a lot happening.
Okay, so let's get right into the thick of it. DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency. Our mission, you know it. Cut through the leftist noise and deliver the straight truth on how DOGE, with the guiding hand of the one and only Elon Musk, is working tirelessly.
Tirelessly is the word.
Drain the swamp and save your hard-earned money.
That's right.
For anyone maybe just tuning in, this isn't some dusty old agency.
No, not at all. It was established pretty recently, January 20th, 2025, right at the start of the second Trump administration.
Exactly. And its stated purpose, to modernize federal tech and software. Basically, drag the government kicking and screaming into the 21st century for, you know.
And the origin story is quite interesting, too. It emerged from talks between President Trump and Elon Musk.
The man himself, who's now a senior advisor in efficiency and productivity.
We've got a fascinating snapshot of DOGE's activities here. It really showcases their commitment to rooting out waste, fraud, and frankly, the ridiculous spending that has plagued our government for far too long.
It really has.
We'll unpack the details of contract terminations, grant cancellations, and these new systems designed to stop the flow of your tax dollars to the elites and the, well, the woke agenda.
Get ready for some eye-opening numbers, Patriots. It's going to paint a clear picture of progress.
It really is. The amount of ground they covered in just those few days is remarkable.
Yeah, it gives us this concentrated view, you know, of their ongoing efforts to streamline things and tackle inefficiency head-on.
And the potential savings identified. I mean, it's pretty staggering.
Absolutely. Between April 25th and 30th, we're potentially looking at, what, $2.8 billion? Now, okay, the official numbers might take a bit to catch up.
Sure, there's always a lag.
But the actions themselves, across different agencies, they tell a compelling story.
And it fits perfectly with DOGE's broader mission, doesn't it? This intense focus on cost reduction, it's a direct result of their mandate. Modernize tech, optimize operations.
Exactly, spurred by those executive orders.
Yeah, designed to foster efficiency across the board. And, you know, savings are a key indicator that it's working.
And they are definitely backing up those goals with action, serious action. Just look at April 29th alone. Federal agencies reportedly terminated 179 contracts.
Wow, 179 in one day.
Yep, estimated saving. Around $280 million. And some of these were for things like energy and climate advisory services, various consulting gigs too.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Were those contracts really providing essential value or just, you know, busy work for consultants?
My thoughts exactly. Canceling contracts like that suggests maybe they're reevaluating how much they lean on outside help.
Right. Are they trying to build more in-house expertise or just cutting services they decided weren't critical after all?
Good question. It'd be interesting to see which sectors got hit the hardest, you know?
Definitely. And then there were the moves at the USDA. Big ones.
Oh, yeah. They reportedly mixed 420 grants, again, just on April 29th.
420 grants. And the savings there?
Massive. $2.3 billion.
A billion with a B.
Yep. And some of these grants earmarked for things like, get this, gender-lensed curricula?
Seriously, gender-lensed curricula.
And other climate-related initiatives. It seems like there's a very clear shift happening in funding priorities. Thank goodness.
Terminating grants in areas like that. It absolutely points to a specific strategic direction in government spending, prioritizing programs more directly aligned with core government functions, you could say.
Core functions, not woke nonsense. But it's not just about cutting existing spending, right? They're also trying to, you know, plug the leaks, stop the waste before it happens.
That's crucial, the proactive approach.
Like the Treasury Department. They launched a new automated payment verification system, again, on April 29th. Busy day.
Then what happened?
It immediately flagged $334 million in improper payment requests.
Why?
Missing or invalid budget codes.
$334 million? Just like that, because of coding errors.
Seems so. You'd think checking budget codes would be, like, step one, wouldn't you? Basic stuff.
Implementing an automated system to catch those errors, that's a huge step towards fiscal responsibility. And the fact it caught over $300 million immediately.
Wow. Just wasn't the scale of the problem, right?
Right. Absolutely. It highlights the potential for savings just through better technology. This system probably uses algorithms, cross-references, payments against rules, flags anything fishy automatically. Smart stuff.
And then there's the fraud front. DOGE highlighted the launch of CMS's Fraud Detection Operations Center.
Right, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Yeah. In its first month, this center reportedly suspended payments to 33 providers. Why? Suspected fraud.
What kind of fraud?
Some pretty unbelievable stuff. Billing for equipment for people who'd been dead for decades.
Decades. You cannot be serious.
You really can't make this stuff up. It's disgusting, frankly.
A dedicated focus on detecting and preventing fraud is just so critical, especially in huge programs like healthcare. These actions don't just recover taxpayer money.
Though that's great, too.
It also sends a strong message, a deterrent against future fraud.
Definitely need that. Well, now, the name that keeps popping up, of course, is Elon Musk. He's listed as a senior advisor, widely seen as a key influence here.
His involvement certainly brings a lot of attention, doesn't it?
No doubt. He even acknowledged DOGE's work on X during this period we're looking at. There's been some chatter about his future role, but nothing official yet.
Well, his public endorsement, his expertise in tech and efficiency, it's likely playing a real role in shaping DOGE's strategy for modernization.
Yeah, I think so.
I do. And the public interest around him just underscores how unique this whole DOGE initiative is.
It's fascinating how the public's reacting to. Remember that story going around online?
Yeah.
About DOGE removing millions of scammers from Social Security, saving billions monthly.
Oh, I saw that one. Seemed a bit inflated.
Yeah, it looks like that specific claim was more related to cleaning up old records, not like instantly catching active scammers in that moment.
Which is still important, mind you. Data integrity.
True. But the story itself, even if not quite right, shows how much people want this kind of accountability. There's a strong desire for it.
Exactly. That public interest, even if slightly misinformed sometimes, points to a real demand for more transparency, more efficiency in government. Cleaning up Social Security records might not give you instant billions.
Right.
But it's vital for preventing potential problems down the road.
Good point. Now, the official DOGE website, doge.gov, their savings tracker, it was last updated just before this April 25th, 30th period. It showed $160 billion in total estimated savings then.
Which was already impressive.
But given this flurry of activity we just talked about,
yeah. That
number is undoubtedly going to jump significantly.
It has to, with billions potentially identified in just a few days.
And they even had to issue a correction on the site recently.
Yeah.
Which, you know, to their credit, shows they're trying to be accurate.
Yeah. Transparency in correcting figures is a good sign, especially when things are moving this fast. A slight delay in website updates is kind of understandable. Reliable data is key, though, for tracking their impact.
So let's put it all together. In just a few short days at the end of April,
we've
seen potential savings identified.
Yeah.
Billions of dollars.
Billions.
Through contract terminations, grant cancellations, new systems stopping waste and fraud, it's just such a clear sign of a focused effort, tightening the government's purse strings. Finally.
This concentrated burst of activity really does underscore that strategic push. Greater fiscal responsibility by targeting contracts, grants, and those systemic weak spots.
Like the payment codes.
Exactly. DOGE is using a really comprehensive approach, tackling waste and inefficiency on multiple levels.
So there you have it, Patriots. In just a few short days, DOGE has identified hundreds of millions, actually billions, in wasted funds. Contracts for energy and climate advisory services.
Gone.
And grants for gender lens curricula, thankfully, those are hitting the trash heap.
As they should.
And let's not forget the Treasury's new automated system, already rejecting hundreds of millions in improper payments. It's about time someone put a stop to this nonsense.
Absolutely. The speed and the scale of these actions are truly remarkable. I mean, from rooting out fraudulent healthcare billing to cleaning up outdated government records.
Yep.
DOGE's multi-pronged approach, with Elon Musk's continued involvement, it signals a serious commitment to fiscal responsibility. A really serious one.
It really does.
And what's particularly noteworthy, I think, is the proactive approach. Not just cutting existing waste, but putting systems in place to prevent future mismanagement.
Like the Fraud Detection Operations Center.
And that automated payment verification system, those are potential game changers.
It just makes you wonder, doesn't it? How much deeper does this rabbit hole of waste actually go?
It's a scary thought almost.
But take heart, patriots, because DOGE is on the case. This isn't just about saving money. It's about restoring trust, making sure our government works for we the people, not the leftist elites.
And consider this. With billions already identified, what could that money be used for instead?
Yeah.
Investing in our military, securing our borders, maybe even putting more money back in your pockets through tax cuts. The possibilities are truly exciting when you think about it.
Keep an eye on doge.gov for the official updates. Though, as we've seen, the real impact on the ground is likely even bigger than what's posted right now. There's that lag.
This deep dive reveals not just immediate savings, but maybe a fundamental shift in how our government operates, which raises a crucial question for you listening. What other areas of federal spending do you think deserve this level of scrutiny, this kind of efficiency-focused reform?
Food for thought, patriots. Until next time, stay strong, stay informed, and God bless the USA.
And DOGE.